Blog Talk Radio.
You got your praise partner? Let's go!
Let's go!
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. You have now tuned in to Restoring Everything Damaged Live right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel on Deck. And we just thank the Lord for this great day that he has made, and we are rejoicing, and yes, we are glad in it. And I just want to say God bless to all of you that are listening in here in the USA, those of you in all of Africa from A to Z. We want to say God bless you in Italy, in the UK, also in Australia and Brazil, Mexico. We just want to say God bless you on today and everyone else around the world that is listening in. We have a great program coming before you right now with our special guests, Prophetess Joy Patton, Jennifer Blue, Evangelist Mary Frost, and Evangelist Lydia Hamilton. And they're going to share with you on today some great and powerful testimonies, how they've been restored from things that was damaging in their lives. So right now, starting us off, we're going to go to Prophetess Joyce Hatton to open us up. And what we're going to do is, before we get started, we're going to just have her open us up in prayer, and then she can just start it off, and we're just going to be hearing everyone else following after her. So we pray that this program will really be a blessing to you. God bless. Here you go with Prophetess Joyce Hatton.
God bless you. I want you to just lift your hands wherever you are. It doesn't matter where you are, around the world. It doesn't matter. Just put your hands up in the presence of God. Let God do some things that he's been promising. You've been waiting on God to do some things, and God has hooked up one or two or three of us. Where there's two or three gathered together in my name, he'll be there. And I believe that God is in the midst right now, and something supernatural is going to happen for you. Father, we do thank you, and we praise you and magnify your name. There is none like you. We adore you. We glorify you. Oh, God, there's none like you. Dropping like milk from the mountain. We feel your presence is so awesome. God, thank you for your healing virtue. And doing some things. There's those that you've caused ears to open today to hear what will heal them from the inside out. You're turning some things upside down, and we thank you now, God, your glory be revealed in houses. Yes, I see you walking into houses and moving by your power, Lord God. We just thank you for it, and we thank you for what you're going to do and about to do for the people around the world, and we give you praise, honor, and glory. Oh, God, you're shaking the foundations. I feel a shaking. Yes, God, thank you for what you're doing. Your love is dropping. Oh, there it is. God's doing some things right there in your house. Receive it in the name. Hey, yeah, I feel it like flakes coming from heaven. And yay, Abba, glory, hallelujah. We just bless you for what you're doing. And it is so in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus. Oh, don't you feel that drops on your face? The drops, drops, drops from the heavens. Healing, healing. There it is, right there. Oh, yeah, it's okay to cry. It's okay to scream. Walk through the house and do what you have to do to get it done. Praise him. Praise us. Get what they want. But if you keep worshiping it, I'm telling you, you'll get to keep it. After today, things will it'll remain. It'll stay. It'll stay. It'll stay strong in your household in Jesus' name. We're so grateful for this opportunity that we have to be able to come to you. Oh, yes, I know maybe you, well, what are they doing here? How did they just come from nowhere? All of a sudden, they just dropped in to my house or my store or my business or wherever it is that you might be. We just dropped in. All of a sudden, we just dropped in. Well, we feel like today God is using us as angels, and we've come to get you. We've come after you. You will not remain in the situation you've been in. I don't care how long it's been. Somebody said, well, I've been in this thing 25 years. That's long enough. I'm telling you, you've been in it 10 years. That's it. It's over, baby. All you got to do is praise your way out. It is your mental state that will bring you out. If you begin to allow the Lord to get inside of your spirit and do some things today, you will not remain in the same position you were in. I praised my way out. I remember looking, ladies, these powerful evangelists that sit around the table with me. I want to let them as well. I just remember looking out the window after being abused for almost 7 years, going through back and forth, being beaten, drugged through the streets of Detroit, left to die. And I remember just looking one day out of the window. I had these two little babies Dietrich might have not been, he couldn't have been, but if he was 8 months, I don't think that old. And he was laying there, and then little Gerald was just walking around, you know. And I remember looking out of the window after being beat that night before and knew that I needed to go to the hospital. But the way I felt in my body, I knew, but I couldn't call anybody. Didn't it, you know, there were things I hadn't told. And that's what we want to share with many of you. It's important to help, get some help. Tell somebody about what you're going through. Don't suffer in silence. Tell somebody. You got to find somebody you trust. There should be a pastor. There should be a church. There should be somebody, some first lady that you've been dealing with. There must be a mama. If there's not, there's a sister somewhere that you can trust to share what you're going through. Because many times God will, even if they're not people that are usually used by God, I've watched God speak through a person that was not spiritual. As I looked through the window, out this window, and said to myself, and in my very spirit, I've been beaten, and I've gone through this for this amount of years, but I've got babies now, and I'm first, but they're second. So you beat me, they're next. So in my mind, look, I'm the steward over them. God gave them to me, and I will not allow anybody to kill my children. So I felt as if this is my responsibility to get them out. But I said to the Lord, I need you to send an angel and let me know what I'm to do. I'm not leaving until you send an angel. Some angel must come and give me some direction. I got to know what I'm supposed to do. And my brother-in-law, that is, was unspiritual. There was nothing spiritual about him. I don't care if he was a deacon. He was not spiritual. He was not. There was nothing spiritual, you know. And so, yes, he used a jackass. He'll use who he wants to use. Yes. And I want you to know that God used who he wanted to use, you know. And I felt as if only God could have sent him. He said he heard a voice say, go get her. Go get her. That's the middle of the night. It's 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock or more in the morning. My door is broken in. I'm laying there asking God what to do, seeking direction. And he come walking in with my brother that was less than spiritual. You know, he wasn't spiritual, so that was, but my brother was less than that. He wasn't saved at all. He had no power. God had delivered. I needed angels. I needed some people that was ready to fight if they had to. I guess God sent them. He wanted warring angels, you know, with no, oh, I'll beat you down. Yeah. You know, but they came in, and he said to me that he had gotten direction to come and get me. And I knew it was God. Because I'm laying there, the phone was off. There was no communication. So I couldn't call anybody, tell them to come get me. And he comes, walking in at 1 o'clock or more in the morning. He said God told him to tell me to get everything that I needed, anything that belonged to the children, to bring it with me, that I wouldn't be coming back. Oh, my God. So I just simply got my stuff, my baby stuff. I knew that was God. I was waiting on the answer. You know, I'm waiting on, what am I supposed to be waiting on? Flops, wings, what? He had wings.
Yes.
To me, he was angelic.
Yes.
Because I needed a word from the Lord. And you got to know that sometimes we're so spiritual that we know earthly good, and we can't really hear what God is doing. That was my answer.
Yes.
I've been praying, is God going to use a fleshy somebody? That's who he uses. He'll use somebody in on the flesh, on earth, to bring your deliverance. And God did that for me. And so from that day to this day, everything has been going the other way, and that is the blessed way. And within, I lived in my sister's basement for a year, and every single day I prayed. And that, I know my brother-in-law hates the God that he came and got me, because I prayed in that house every day, and I pray all night. I pray loud, the blood of Jesus, plead the blood. God, you're going to, because, you know, I've been through something, and God had blessed me, and I had my babies, and as long as I had them, and I knew that God was going to do something, they are worldwide ministry in every capacity, when it comes from movies to preachers, to evangelists, to directors, to everything you can be in God's house and in ministry. So that's why God had me covering them, so that for this day, for such a day as this, when I flew into California a couple of days ago to be a part of Preachers of L.A., I was proud in the Holy Ghost of that God had covered him to make him be a person that could go to the world, not to the church, but to the world, and touch the world. And so God has a plan for you. I want you to know right where you are that God has a plan for you. Get ready, because God's getting ready to do some things that's going to be supernatural, that's going to change. You know what? Become a history maker. Don't just allow what you've gone through to cause you to be depressed, oppressed, and going through some changes, hurt, wounded. That's all you're saying. Put another word there. Instead of being, I'm wounded, I'm blessed. Instead of saying, I'm wounded, I'm blessed. Start saying, I'm hurting, I'm happy, I'm healed, I'm delivered. I talk my way into miracles. I talk my way into where I live. I talk my way into my marriage. I talk my way into my life. I spoke it. Say it till you see it. Open your mouth and believe it. Open your mouth and receive it. You just simply say it till you see it. I promise you, God's going to allow you to see what he has promised you, because God cannot lie. Get ready for the manifestation of God. I'm excited about that. Let's go.
She's like, next.
Well, praise God. What an honor to be here, to be with these powerful women of God sitting around this table talking about what God has done. Not only, you know, people are so good at talking about what God can do. You know, and I'm not from Missouri, but I tell you, I'm a show me girl. I'm a hands-on. You know what I'm saying? I love hearing what God did, Evangelist Tanya, but I want to hear what he's doing, not just what he did. You know what I'm saying? Because God is not a past tense God. He said, I'm the same now, forever, and ever. You know, yesterday, today, and forever. So he always is. He never was. He always is.
Oh, hallelujah.
I'm about to get up in here and shout on that one. Yeah, oh, the isness, I've got to preach. Oh, it did preach. Okay, all right now. But God always is, and no matter where you are, God is right there with you. And no matter what you are going through, God is greater than what you are going through. No matter what you feel like you are under, God is greater than what you feel that you are under. He is the Almighty. See, a lot of people have forgot that. You know, that I can get people to agree with me, ladies, that God can do anything. Okay. But when it comes down to drawing a line in the sand, they step backwards. They step back because they don't have that confidence. I love the passages of Scripture in there where the armies had came out. And they refused, Israel and them refused to bend, to bow, to submit, surrender. And the captain of the army sent letters out and said, who is this God? What is this confidence? I have defeated everybody else. I have but didn't take no name. And here you sit defying me. What is this confidence? And he even sent letters into to threaten them further. And the king went into the house of God, laid the letter out in front of him and said, here, read this. This is what they're saying about you. I'm not even going to read it to you. You read it yourself to hear what they've got to say about you. And God read it. He said, don't worry about it. Get me some good singers. Give me 20 good praisers. That's all I need is 20 good praisers. Somebody that knows how to elevate my name. Somebody that knows how to get my attention. Somebody that knows how to stir me up. Somebody that can move me. Give me 20 singers. He said, don't worry about it. The rest of it's mine. And if you read the book, you know the story I'm talking about. If you ain't read the book, you need to go find that story and you need to read it. because I love to give them something to search. Prophetess. You know, people don't read the book. They go, oh, that's good. Where is it? Go find it. You'll find something good on your way to get to the good, you know. But we need to know, you know, that there is life after, and people call this life, you know, and the hurt, the things that they're going through, they call this life. That's not life. That's somebody messing your life up. That's you messing your life up. Life is breathing, being healthy, having sight in your eyes, being able to get up out your bed, having health in your body, being able to breathe. That's life. Everything else is circumstantial. And we have power over those circumstances through the mighty name of Jesus. God is still almighty. He is still almighty. If he wasn't almighty, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you today. Would not be sitting here talking to you. Could not be sitting here talking to you. I'm one of those people that God kept in the midst. I was sitting here thinking earlier when we were talking, as Sister Lydia made the statement that she did not know God when she was going through her abuse. And I was thinking it was the abuse that drove me back to God, because I had surrendered my life when I was 12 years old. I had never heard the name Jesus until I was almost 7. Abandoned at 15 months old, took from Kentucky all the way to Springfield, Illinois, placed in orphanages, then in foster care home, you know. And then when I was almost 7, I was brought to my uncle's home, and that was the first time I ever heard the name Jesus. Mm-hmm. And he began to take me to church. It was down in a little country church, a rock church down in Cold Iron, Kentucky. And as a little bird leg girl, I'd be sitting there on the pew watching, knowing, seeing something at work in them services. Asking, what is this? And at 12, I found an altar and invited Jesus to come into my life. And when he came into my life that night, I found a God that nobody had told me about. He was a God of fire. Fire showed up on me so strong. I come up from that altar, they started calling me little preacher from the jump street. Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm like, preacher? Yeah. And walked with God up until I was 15 years old, and there was, which I won't go into all of that, there was abuse going on at that time. It was verbal abuse, some physical abuse, you know, the slapping around, the beats and stuff like that. And so I stepped back away from God. And when I came back to him, I had managed to get myself into enough trouble it took an almighty God to get me out of. I was living with a man, had a baby by him. He had been abusing me. And I fell asleep one night in an upstairs bedroom calling on God. And I saw Jesus walk into that room and sit down on the foot of my bed. And I had not been sleeping. I had not been able to do anything. Was actually looking for a way to step off this planet. But a little boy about 15 pounds was holding me here. And Jesus sat down on the foot of my bed 2 weeks later in the kitchen. I was cooking, getting ready to go to my job. I was a bartender at that point in time. And I was getting ready to go to the club. I was washing dishes and cooking dinner and making ribs and mashed potatoes and corn and trying to catch up on all the dishes so I didn't have a messy kitchen to come into. I stuck my hands in some water and began to want to hear a song that my uncle had taught us. Satisfied, old camp meeting song. You may ask me if I'm happy, if I have peace within. And if I'm worried about tomorrow, when I reach my journey's end, well, I'm satisfied with Jesus. When enough, I let him in. He'll go with me through this valley, 'cause I know he is my friend. Whew. Yes. Satisfied. No trouble can ever get me down. When my eyes are closed in death, With my Jesus, I'll be at rest, and then you'll know I'm satisfied. Hallelujah. Honey, when I started singing that song, Jesus stepped into that kitchen. He had a pitcher in his hand. It looked like it was filled with honey. And he began to pour it in the top of my head. It didn't run down over me. It went down to my toenails. And he began to pour the entire pitcher and shook it, prophetess, to get the last drop out the pitcher. Ooh, hallelujah. Honey, I lost sight of this world. And I ain't been the same since. And it was after that that the abuse became greater. It became greater. Oh, it did. You talking about praying. Oh, I would be found on my face many nights. I would be found crying into my pillow many nights, crying out to God, crying out to God for deliverance, crying out to God for breakthrough, crying out to God to give him a breakthrough. And he kept getting worse. And then he started trying to take my life. He tried three times to take my life. But God, that's right. His mother told me, the first time that it happened, his mother told me, she said, Mary, I've been in prayer for you just about all night. She said, God showed me that my son was coming home to kill you. She said, my son was coming home to kill you. But instead of him taking my life, he almost took, well, he took his life, but God kept him. He cut the main artery in his right arm, bled out. That's another story that I could go into. When I saw him, they sent him to a hospital. When I finally was able to get EMS there, they took him to one hospital, and they sent him to another hospital, him bleeding wide open. When I got to him, prophetess, he had no blood left in his body. He was in surgery for 5.5 hours. They didn't give him any blood. I asked Dr. Matthew, how much of a transfusion did you have to give him? He said, we gave him no blood. God is greater. God is greater. I'm telling you today, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are on the face of this planet, whatever it might be that you are going through this day, I sit here today with my salvation intact, my mind healed and whole, my emotions running on high with a thank you. Hallelujah to God to tell you that God is greater than any situation that you are facing on today. Amen.
Amen. How do you follow these two ladies? You know, I mean, I'm just sitting here and I'm like, God, wow, this is so awesome to be sitting in a room full of survivors. And God had us survive so that we could encourage other women and people, not only just women, but people. And I'm so honored. And you really just have to trust God. You have to trust him. And sometimes it's hard when you don't see it. And you just seriously just have to trust within your spirit. God dropped on me. I'm sitting here listening to you, prophetess. You said you have to speak it. Speak every day I'm blessed. Speak every day I'm healed. And it is about healing. You know, the title of this radio show today is Restoring Everything Damaged. When you're wounded, being wounded is just an event. Healing is the process, and it's a journey. And it's not always an easy journey, but with God, I'm sorry, you just got to give me a minute because I think about my journey. You know, from the moment I was born, I was sharing with prophetess yesterday that the minute I hit the air in this world, my mother put a mask over me to hide my identity. And when I look at how God took a girl like me that, you know, had an identity problem growing up, was on had a child at 15, was promiscuous, was on drugs at 17, then got into an abusive relationship, why me? Why did he use me? But I thank him for it. And I know that the journey I went through, you know, I had to go through the ABCs of the healing. If I didn't go through the ABCs of the healing, I wouldn't be here today. We can't go from A to Z. You know, we have to go in through the process because the wound is an event. The healing is a process. We can't bypass the process to get set. And I thank God. And sometimes God will use somebody, like you said, Prophet, that's your brother-in-law who was not saved. God will just use people that you don't expect to come into your life. So people, when God sends somebody, trust him. You'll know when it's that person that God's sending. It may not be who you think it is, mm-hmm. but it will be him. And it'll be that person to help you. And the way that you heal is not the same way that Prophet is healed. It's not the same way you healed, Mary, Lydia. Everybody's healing is different. God had me go through my healing process through writing. And I thank God for that. And I never knew that that was in me until after my abuse. And I used to say, Lord, why are you having me do this now? Why not when I was in my 20s, when I was young? And yes, Prophet?
You said something so powerful. You have to say that all wounds are not the same.
Yes, amen.
So you can't fret. You cannot fret the process because all wounds are not the same. And so your wound was came from a different manner. If we talk about natural wounds, you know, some of them are deeper. The cut is worse. Some people have broken legs, broken arms. You have broken your wound can be so deep that, and no wound heals from the outside. It always heals from the inside out in order for it to be truly healed. Because if you try to say my wound is healed just because it have a scar or a scab over it, that is healed now, it could be so deep, and if you just bump it, it'll bleed. So that it's about the process. So don't fret the process. I couldn't help myself.
Well, it's absolutely true because we don't want to go through the process. We want to be healed and get the blessing and keep it moving. But the thing is if we jump the process and we just cover it with the bandage or put a mask over it, it's not healed. It's not healed, and you're going to go back to whatever was familiar to you because you haven't gone through the whole healing process. And I did that so many times. You know, when you have to clean out the wound. You have to, it's infected, thank you. You have to clean it out. You have to change the bandages. You know, it's a process to the healing. And so, I'm not going to sing a song because Lord knows I don't even sing in the shower. But, you know, but God just, God just really wanted me to encourage people that, you know what, today is your day of healing. Today is the day that we are going to start restoring everything damaged. And like Prophet has said, not every wound is the same. Not everybody's healing process is the same. My journey is different from every woman that's sitting at this table. But guess what? Because of God, we're here to tell you about our journey. So I just give all glory to God. So I'm going to pass the mic to Miss Lydia.
Well, praise the Lord. I just sat here and I was thinking myself. Even this morning when the Lord woke me up, I was began to pray, and the Lord began to bring some things back to my remembrance, and I began to cry. And it opened up some things, but God told me when he first saved me to encourage my people. And I remember I couldn't understand because I didn't come from a home of faith. I came from a home, a heathen home, just the home of heathens. Exactly. But I tell you, I went through so much. I've always had a lot of love in my heart, and I was always trusting. And I trusted people, and I began to put my trust in man. And I came from a two-parent home, but I had a father there, but he was not a father. He was someone to pay the bills. And so he never raised me. He didn't talk to me. So as you said, I was married at 15, had a child, you know. I married into an abusive relationship. Didn't have to do anything, you know, just sit there. Here come a shoe across the room and your eyes are black, you know. But even in that, I still continued to love because I was so hungry. She just wanted somebody to love me for me, So I gave myself constantly getting nothing in return. So I was looking for love in all the wrong places instead of looking to God, but I didn't know him. And no one told me about him. Remember being a child, my mother sent us to church, but my parents didn't take me to church. They couldn't tell me about the Lord because they didn't know him. Mm-hmm. So I went through a lot of things from adolescent age, you know, to a junior year in high school. Then I got in high school, and I met this guy who, to me, made me feel that he loved me. But he was a demon from the pit of hell. This man was so horrible. It's just through the grace of God, because God's hand was upon my life even then. Yes. Although I didn't know him, but God knew me. Yes. Because from the foundations of the world, hallelujah, I was his. Yes. I just didn't know it. Yes. But he knew me, and the blood covered me even then, yes, up until now. Everything that I went through brought me to where I am. That's why the Lord said, encourage my people. So all the things that I have gone through, the beatings, the gun to my head. You know, I had a gun put to my head. I was home in my bed asleep. And this gentleman that I was dating at the time, I loved the ground he walked on. I loved him from a child. I loved him. But do you not know, as I lay there that night, he came by. He said, come on, I want to take you to breakfast. I got up out of my bed, going to my desk, at home sleep, and got out of my bed, heading to my desk. This man took me out. We never did go to breakfast, as he said. We went to this club and sat there, and the abuse started in that club that night. Just sitting there, just doing nothing, enjoying myself. And he accused me of some gentleman that was in the club that I never even knew. But he took me from that club to out in somewhere with just a wooded area and put a gun to my head. He tormented me to no end. It just went on and on and on and on and on. And it began to become daybreak. And I said to him, I tell you what, you either pull the trigger or leave me alone. And when I said that, because I looked him in his face, I would torment me no more, just kill me. And it was like the snap within him was nothing but God, because the angels were encamped about me. That's the only reason why I'm here. He turned. It's like that spirit just turned. And he became very nice to me again. And I could not get rid of him that whole weekend because he was fearful that I was going to contact the police about what had happened. But I'm saying that to say, when the Lord told Moses to go into the land of Egypt, how by sea, and he tell them to let my people go. The Lord is saying to these women, men, children, whomever I'm speaking to today, the Lord is saying, let my people go. Be ye free today. Hallelujah. Be free today in the name of Jesus. God wants his people free from torment of any kind. God wants you to know that he loves you with an unconditional love. He wants you to know that no matter what you're going through, that he is there with you. The word says the sufferings of this present time are not worthy of the glory which shall be revealed. Hallelujah. And the glory has been revealed in me because the Spirit of the living God lives and dwells within me. Hallelujah. Through it all, it took a few years. Took a few years when God really got my attention, because it comes a point in time, God does everything in his time. We may not understand, but we know that God is faithful. He is faithful. And his hand is always upon us. A lot of times we don't see. We're so busy, but that we don't take the time to pray. We don't take the time to come before God. We don't take the time to cry out to God. We're so busy trying to do it ourselves. That flesh way, the carnal way, you know. But if you just take the time, it's when I got my breakthrough was when I, in the middle of the night, asked God, what is my purpose? It came to me as clear as day. I was laying in my bed, and I was listening to a ministry, Kenneth Copeland, actually, on 1 or 2 in the morning. And I'm laying and I'm listening. And I got out of my bed, and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what is my purpose? I said, all my life, I've been somebody's mama, somebody's daughter, somebody's girlfriend. But there's more to me than what I see. What is it? Why did you create me? What am I here for? I've taken care of my parents. I've raised my children. I've been somebody's wife since I was 15 years old. What's my purpose? You know, they love me. They say they love me. But they treat me the total opposite. If this is love, tell me. Tell me, Lord, what am I here for? And when I asked that question, what is my purpose? God began to reveal to me what he created me to do. He began to show me. He led me to a church where I could get fed the word of God. He prepared me. All the time, I became, well, it's a difference in being accepting Christ as stages. We all know that. But he filled me with his Holy Spirit. He filled me with his Holy Spirit, and he began to educate me. And he kept me. He began to teach me his word, and every question that I had in my mind was in the word of God. It was found right in his word. And I didn't realize that as I spent time in the word, spending time with him, because the word of God is God. And as I began to develop that relationship with him, it's when God began to open and reveal to me things. And he revealed to me that everything that I've gone through is going to take you to where I'm sending you, because God uses those things, those negative things, the early marriages, the children, the loss of my daughter, you know, the loss of my daughter at 2 years old, you know, just suddenly dying, you know, drowning, accidental drowning. You wake up today, which he had already prepared me for that. But I hadn't, at that time, I wasn't tuning into him, you know, I wasn't paying attention. A lot of times we're not paying attention. God is trying to tell us things. He's trying to show you things, but we're not tuned in because we're not praying. We're not seeking him. And he was, from the time I had her, he prepared me and told me that I wasn't going to keep her. So he allowed me to have her for 2 years. But during those 2 years, he would not, everywhere I went, if I would leave to go out, I couldn't stay out because I was like, I got to get home. No matter what I did, it's like, can't you, girl, relax? No, I got to get home. But it was something down on the inside. It was God, it was the Lord letting me know. He's preparing me. And that day came. And when the day came, it was like, okay. But even in that, I remember the day that she passed. The Lord, my love, the love that God had given me in my heart for people, in spite of what I had gone through, would not allow me to leave that hospital without touching every child that was in the area of my daughter. Everyone that didn't have a parent there or someone there seeing about them, God led me to that child. to hold on to that child, to pray for that child, to just give that child love before I left the hospital. And I'm saying that to say, for I've lost the husband, buried him, the one that was so abusive, I wind up marrying him. Because but I didn't know the word of God said, touch not my anointing. See, you didn't know. He didn't know who he was abusing. Mm-hmm. See, he didn't know who he was abusing. And I listened to you, Pastor Frost, when you spoke about that gentleman that was supposed to be killing you, but then he wound up with so touched out God's children. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know who I was. He was spared, but this one wasn't. He wasn't. But then as I went on, my mother said to me one time, she said, I don't know why you haven't lost your mind, because God was keeping me. God was keeping me. And then when I realized and fell in love with who I was, that's when the change came. When I could look at myself and see who I became, who I was in God, I said, I'm a child of the Most High God. Yes. I'm a kingdom kid. Yes. It's like the light came on. Hallelujah. It's like I don't have to allow anyone to abuse me. Amen. You can't even talk to me wrong. Because I tell you, wait a minute, excuse me, do you realize who you're talking to? You know, don't talk to me any kind of way. You know, you got to stand, you got to know who you are, and you know whose you are. Can't nobody talk to me. So you got to stand your ground. You got to look that devil in his eye. And you got to stand, and you got to know, because as a child of God, you have the power living and dwelling within you. I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. I'm more than a conqueror. Amen? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. You can form your weapons, but they won't prosper.
That's right.
So now I'm just thankful to God. Every form of abuse that you, sexual, any kind of abuse that you think you could go through,
yes,
I've gone through. But you know what? I don't fear and I don't regret. I thank God, because it can tell me that if God has done it for me to, today to sit August the 2nd, 2014, amongst the women that I'm sitting before, it's a blessing. From where I came from, you couldn't have told me. A little girl just coming up,
mm-hmm,
with nothing,
mm-hmm,
don't know nothing,
mm-hmm,
didn't have nothing. But look what God has brought me. Look what he has brought me. Now, knowing the word of God, being able to have to encourage others to know that God is no respecter of persons. If he's done it for myself, for prophetess, for each and every one of you, that he'll do the same thing for you. So no matter where you are, know that you're in God's hands. Take a stand. Seek God. Don't let your downfall or your pit rise out of that pit. Rise out of the resurrect. Come up. You know, Jesus was resurrected, and whatever you're going through today, it's on the cross. It's all your victory is already won.
Amen.
So don't become you're no longer a victim. Be a victor.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Rise, shine, for the light has come. The glory of the Lord has been revealed. That's what God has said today through every one of these powerful women, that you just simply rise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Through everything you've gone through, light has come. Let the light that has shined on you manifest and do what it needs to be able to do in your life. You said so many wonderful things. Every single one of these powerful women has said some things that just blessed me. I've been blessed. Have you been blessed? Then do something about it. You know, what a word. All that you've gone through, all the pain, all the Evangelist Lydia that talked about all that she went through as a child, some of us that's listening today, you've gone through some things, and God is telling you that you're somebody, that you don't have to be destroyed. You don't have to be consumed or devoured or swallowed up. Lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall be in slumber or sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon the rain. You know, don't you allow what the enemy has been plotting against you to destroy and consume you. Come here.
I like what you did. Come here. Come close. Come close. Because we're getting ready to pray now. We're going to pray. Every one of these women have gone through some storms. We've gone through some stuff. And we've had some changes. Many of us have had issues. And we need you to know that through these issues, God's making you. He takes us in his hand and mold us and make us and recreate us so you can be awesome, so you can be anointed. You now we know who we are. We're not playing either. We're armed and dangerous. We might call ourselves armed and dangerous. We're restoring everything damaged. Baby, I'm telling you, you need to know that the blood of Jesus has been put on it. Allow, receive what God has had for you today and just the word. I'm telling you, all three of them just blessed me, from Evangelist Frost that talked about so many things that she went through. I'm so blessed today. I feel as though God sent that word to so many out there. You'd be surprised how many has been beaten and left and gone through and didn't know where they were, come from the coal mine or whatever, was way down south somewhere and didn't know. But look at what God has done. He's laid his hands on you and put the anointing of God inside of you. I'm talking about that, honey. See, don't miss what God. The door is open. There's a window open for you. There's a wide open door. There's a way created for you. God done made a way for you to escape. I feel through this word today that we've been given a way of escape. God is sending you a way of escape. You will escape. You've been tied up. Your hands are tied. Your mind is tied. Your spirit has been tied. God has made a way of escape. A way of escape. God, a way of escape. That's what I'm feeling now, that way of escape. I feel God has opened a door. A way has been made for you. Come out of that. Oh, God, a way of escape. A way of escape. I feel the power of God. Hey, no way. I'll escape. You will escape. Oh, God, I love you. You done made a way of escape.
Yes.
I'm looking at somebody coming out of a tunnel. Look like you've been placed in a place that look like you've never come. But the light has come.
Yes.
Shining and showing you your way out. You ask God. And when God gives you an answer, quit acting like you haven't got an answer. Do something about it.
Yes.
What love got to do with it? That's what she said. He loved me. Everybody said they loved me. Amen. But I tell you what, if nobody loves you, I will need you to know God does.
That's right. That's right.
You got to know that God loves you. And then one of the things you got to do is love yourself.
That's right.
And forgive yourself. That's what I just felt. Somebody haven't forgiven yourself. You, the enemy has accused you. He's an accuser of the brethren. He loves making you feel like you're the reason why somebody beat you, drug you, mistreated you, slapped you around. You know what? Tell the devil he's the reason.
Yes.
Put it back on him. You're the liar.
Yes.
You're the demon.
Yes.
You're the one that got in that man that transformed their faces.
That's right.
Demons get inside of people and consume and devour them. They're the reason. The devil is the reason. Don't even blame your family. Blame the spirit that is an enemy to God. It's enmity. Those spirits are enmity against God, not you. If they knew better, they wouldn't have done it. Because some of them somewhere looking like lap dogs because they'd have been through, they'd have mistreated, abused the wrong one, and then somewhere wish that God. I'm telling you, some people standing around saying, oh, if I knew that it was all that, I wouldn't have messed with them because they didn't know any better. It was the spirit, that demon that used them and made them not see who you were. But the light has come. Arise, shine. The light has come. It's you lit up, baby. You've been lit up. You are like a light. I'm telling you, I don't care where it was. You can't set it under a bushel and it don't still shine. You're shining. So come forth. We're going to pray for you, all of us. At this table, we're just getting ready to lead a prayer because we know that some things are happening for you. Some of you want to call in. I tell you what, keep doing that. We're going to give you some information where you can call because you can find us, and we need you to be able to do that. Where is it that We're gonna do. Let's do websites. Let's do. Let's let me know something. I'm gonna say it right now.
917-889-7095.
You can find us, and then of course at 313-563-7459. That's the High Praise Church, and of course to be able to find Evangelist Frost, you can find her at
MaryFrostMinistry.org.
That's easy. That's simple. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. What are we gonna do, Lydia?
Lydia.Hamilton@yahoo.com.
All right. Say it one more time.
Lydia.Hamilton@yahoo.com.
All right. And then for restoring everything damaged, and, of course, we are powerfully moving forward worldwide. We believe that God is doing something.
Yes.
And, you know, God joins people. We don't plan to do this alone. God's making an army, a team of people that will come together and do some things around the world. And so you can just simply get us at.
You can actually reach Prophetess and I both at www.jenniferblueproject.com to find out more about the RED campaign, Restoring Everything Damaged. You can also find out more information on a stage play that Prophetess and I are partnering on that's based on domestic violence awareness titled Easier Said Than Done. And you can reach us through the website, or you can reach me at area code 313-312-5258.
All right, the prayer is getting ready to be prayed, and you get ready because God's getting ready to bless. I just feel like flowing from heaven. Glory is coming. Glory is coming. Let's pray.
Father, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we come before you right now. And, God, we come humbly because we know who you are. And yet we step boldly because we know who you are. And, God, we just ask that you reach out. Allow your Holy Spirit to flow out, Father God, into every ear, every life that is listening right now, every life that is going to listen, Father God, as this is being re-aired and re-aired and re-aired. Every life, Father God, that these words touch on today, we ask that you rain down. Rain down. God, you rain down by the power of your presence and break the chains that the enemy has sought to bring people into bondage, into captivity with, Father God. Let them step as they feel the fire of your presence. Give them renewed hope, refresh, encourage them, Father God. Give them a renewed strength, Father God, for that one that's been crushed, Father God. Bring them back to life with the word of a living God. And let them stand up, Father God, because I have seen that the enemy has an attack against those that come here that are anointed by you, trying to destroy the anointing. God, let us keep those thoughts in mind.
Yes,
hell must fear me, or you would not be trying so hard to destroy me. I am a threat to the kingdom of hell. Let me stand and see what God is going to do. God, give a renewed hope. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless everybody at this table today, God. We thank you where you brought us from. We thank you for what you have brought us through. God, we thank you for our scars. We will not permit them to wear us, but we will wear them that others may be delivered and set free through the working of a mighty God that we serve. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses from all sin. Father, we give you praise today as we ask you these things and seal this in the authority of the name of Jesus, saying thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
And it is so. We believe that God honors that. Break every chain. Break. I hear the breaking. I hear a sound in the heavens. I hear the chains. I hear them dropping. I hear them dropping from, I'm telling you, I feel and know that God is doing something supernatural. Break. Destroy. Break every chain in the name of Jesus. And it is so. You can find us. I'm telling you, start looking for us at least once a week. I feel something.
Yeah.
I think we ought to do it once a week. We got to do this once a week and start looking for the link. You can start looking for us, and you'll be able to hear us because we're getting ready. One of us put 1,000 to flight, but two. We're going to mess up some stuff with 4 or 5 of us. We got stuff going, baby. It is on and Holy Ghost popping. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
I will lift up my hands to you. I will lift up my voice to you and sing a victory song to you, great and mighty. Is who you are. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. Alpha. Nobody like you. Omega. Nobody like you. I will lift up my hands to you, Lord. I will lift up my voice to you and sing a victory, oh Lord, song to you, great and mighty. Is who you are. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. Alpha. Nobody like. Nobody like you, Lord. Omega. Nobody like you. Nobody. Nobody like, nobody like you, Omega, nobody like you, cause anybody. Nobody like you, nobody like you, Alpha, nobody like, nobody like you, El Shaddai, Elohim, Elion, nobody like you, nobody like you. Just come to encourage someone out there today, and I say to you that whatever situation you find yourself, I need you to see God in that situation. No matter how low, I need you to see God in it. No matter how bad, no matter how terrible, I need you to see God in that situation. If only you can see God, if only you can find God, I need you to be focused, I need you to get your praise on, I need you to get your worship on, and let it flow from the inside of you, to the audience of one, to the King of glory, to the mighty God, the one who deserves all my worship, who deserves all my praise. It is to him I cry out to. Oh God, lift me to the rock that is higher than I. God, I worship you. God, I bless your name. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. He's unshakable, unmovable, untouchable. Ogenerode, Obeotaporuru, Ovierivie, you are the many-breasted one. Forever you are faithful. As long as you give me breath, I will worship you. Somebody worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Oh God, we worship you. Oh God, we bless your name. God, we honor you, makedero sotori and haya. Jesus, manegedere boriondo sotori and haya. Somebody receive healing in your mind, in your body, receive strength, receive grace, power. Matora katata negedere bosha. Receive utterance, clarity, vision, makatade bo speed. Makontare gedere borianda haya katade ya. Matori and haya kokare barosha. God will bless you. God will bless you. Forever you are God. Forever you are God. How great you are. How powerful you are. Masekete de borianda haya da de bosha. Here is your worship, oh God. Here is your worship, oh God. Here is the worship, oh God. Malibo Santori and Haya. Mekanda da 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 bosha. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Satane Aroja Kaparunda Haya.